It's 3:08. We begin with breaking news. The New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has just held a media conference to announce a new facility to research high-tech manufacturing. But it's the future of the Liberal Party that has grabbed the agenda. 2GB senior reporter Clinton Maynard was there and he joins me live on the line. G'day, Clinton. Has Dominic Perrottet just drawn the March election battleground?
Yeah, I reckon this is the opening day of the campaign, Jim. I'm here in Warwick Farm, where he's just addressed a business leaders conference here. But not just Mr. Perrottet. He was here with four ministers, including the Treasurer, including David Elliott. There were half a dozen other MPs here. So it was if we've now drawn a line in the sand after the federal election and realised this is the area the Liberal Party needs to win seats in if they're going to hang on to power in March. He said to the business leaders, this is actually the natural constituency of the Liberal Party, aspirational families. And people will be thinking, hang on, no, we're talking about the North Shore and the eastern suburbs. We know what happened there with the Teals. This is the area he needs to shore up. So he's done a big job on all the infrastructure that they've built, the metro rail lines, the tollways, etc. But as you mentioned there, he's announced the creation of a $260 million advanced manufacturing research centre. Now, why is that significant? You cast your mind back to Gladys Berejiklian's days. She very clearly said, we are not good at making things in this state. Well, Dominic Perrottet wants to change that. He wants to say we can make things and make things in Western Sydney. This facility will be in Bradfield, which is the city surrounding the new airport. And interestingly, part of it will be about, we know it's major problems at the moment in the world's economy with semiconductors. There's a shortage of semiconductors. You can't buy new cars at the moment because they're full of semiconductors. He actually indicated, well, this is the sort of facility that could lead us to developing semiconductors and manufacturing them here.
Well, the key, I think, come next March is going to be the West-South-West, and that's why they're out there today. This is the unofficial campaign launch. I mean, how rattled were they about the result on Saturday, do you reckon, Clinton?
Some parts were, some parts aren't. Now, there is a line of thinking that an Albanese Labor government is not a bad thing for the Perrottet government, because the election was the chance for people to get out their baseball bats, take out their frustrations about the 2 years of the pandemic, out on the Morrison government, get that out of their system. Then once Anthony Albanese is in power, he's then confronted by high inflation, high interest rates, some pretty serious economic problems. That may actually make the Liberal Party look good. So there is an element within the Liberal Party that feels, well, this actually might not be a bad thing. Secondly, the issue of the Teals. Mixed views here as well. The New South Wales Liberal government is quite confident that they've led the way on climate change and those issues that they've campaigned on. And you'll note that Dominic Perrottet, he's never critical of ICAC. We know the Integrity Commission issue has been a big one. He's never critical of ICAC, unlike Mr. Morrison. But if you look at what happened in Willoughby, Gladys Berejiklian's old seat, Tim James, who was the Liberal candidate, he was almost beaten by an independent. She wasn't necessarily a Teal independent, but she almost won that seat.
Yeah, well, who campaigned on local issues, and that's going to be the key. Clint, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Jim.
That's 2GB senior reporter Clinton Maynard. So can Dominic Perrottet win a fourth term? Well, he'll need to present an exciting and forward-looking agenda to get the electorate on side. Have your say. 1-3-1-8-7-3 is the open line number. It's 11:03.